Chris and Bar Rumble.
No, no. It's a lack of knowing, exactly. The unknown is getting more and more, and I'm suddenly I'm in this room where it's all clear. It's all okay. It's all achieved.
So when you enter the circle, you turned it onto a normal view again.
No, it's a normal view, and every 3 seconds it switches to black.
Yeah.
And then waits in black for 3 seconds and then switches back to normal.
Yeah, but you should
regular.
Try.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's...
There's nothing to say that couldn't be controlled by us all holding hands or any number of other things. It's just on a timer at the moment to give us something to work with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it gives the points. Yeah.
Kom, ik breng je er eentje heen.
Turn the fading on off. So you know, remember the box that was in your hand?
Yes, at the last moment.
If you poke the box with your other finger, that's how you control whether it's going to be doing the fading or not. So if you just want people to walk around, you can see it.
So
it's good that you're
the box.
You're dependent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can do something with the box?
You don't have to do something with the box. If it's still doing the black and white fading.
Ah.
If it's still doing the fading, then you're fine.
Okay.
Serious price. It turns out better at it, wouldn't it?
So,
I'm the emotional vector.
I have to just get out away from it. Just want to spot it. Gets the target. Acquires the target. It's the military job.
And also that you can see it.
Target acquiring.
Target acquired.
I actually was more touched by the whole group of you approaching me, and as a sort of procession, which was really nice, and it indeed helped that they turned black and that you sort of have to trust, and it needs very little technology then to make it unreal and real at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. Yeah.
You definitely could use the things going black, you know, on a timer. You could do that with your glasses.
Yeah.
The shutter on or something, rather than having to
have a whole thing like this. Yeah.
Headset. So it depends if you want other things. I could imagine putting, you know, rather than just going black, inserting images in, maybe moments of what the dog can see, or maybe like images of what the dog might be thinking, or what other people might have, you know, what the other people do, or maybe what each, you could imagine, like, you know, each person wearing a webcam, and when it goes back, you get moments of my view, and then you get a moment of Lucas' view, and then a moment of Rachel's view. Different things we kind of seem to play with.
Because then you have simpler and cheaper glasses, then you can have everyone have a glass, you mean? Sorry?
I think you'd have to go back to more expensive glasses to do that multiple views thing.
Okay.
But just to shut the view off and turn it back on.
Yeah.
I'd like, actually, we'd like to try it. Get a sense of it. Let's try it.
Also, feel that if you stand here and people come around you, you have to wait for a moment before starting to embrace, because the dog first has to raise up. So it really, I saw the two legs, oh, okay, now I'm going to. Well, for me, I was like, oh, and it came up, and so I could really embrace it.
Yeah. That's quite important. Yeah.
Yeah, so you, Steve, if
you're finally
in the circle with your dog, please
wait for a moment until it raises up. Okay. And because then the movement of the two dogs differs.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there something about how we use circle needs to be spot to walk? Because sometimes when we, especially when we go here, this narrow bit, it's like we get too close and then it wobbles.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't take the down steps.
We're on target.
Yeah? You got a target?
Yeah, something, isn't there, in
deprivation of knowledge?
Yeah, it's at the moments where you can't see and you focus and feel and think and not probably in the usual sense, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe even better, works better, you mean, than fogging it out, or because it's completely blocked and you're really.
Yes, I'm not sure. It's just that there is something about that. I don't know who it was that slipped, right? But yeah, something about that sort of fading in and out of. Seeing it move and then not. Yeah. I wonder what the experience blindfolded would be like. I haven't tried. I suppose people got close to that, with the glasses.
That
actually,
this is more or less blindfolded.
Yeah. So when you're just really relying on your physical.
On the auditory.
Yeah.
So you could definitely do a version where you are, for example, blind if you're not moving, or or the other way around, only blind if you are moving.
Yeah.
So you can
play with
the mechanics for what creates the blindness.
Yeah.
Which could be quite interesting, or blind if other people. If we stand still, you lose your ability to see. But as long as we're moving, then you can see what's happening. Or maybe it's another way.
Reference to Doctor Who.
I was just
Angel
Death.
Oh, I don't know.
Is there a Doctor Who, science fiction?
Yes.
Series.
Yeah.
Where there seems to be these stone angels, and they move one blink. There's these really scary scenes where. It goes dark and the angel keeps coming closer, and every time the image comes back, it's closer and closer and closer.
And it's called Angels?
I don't know.
Weeping Angels.
I think the episode is called Blink.
Yeah, I think that's Blink.
But
it's terrifying when I was a kid.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's from the newer versions from the 90s or
the 2000s.
The 2006. I saw a few.
David Tennant.
The mechanic is stuff moves when you can't see.
Family, of course, no.
He's the cause of everybody misspelling my name.
Ah.
Pseudonym Enoch from Neil Tennant, who invented it and spelt it wrong the first time around. So everyone whose actual name is Tennant gets annoyed by him.
So I don't know if anyone else wants to try that. I feel we're close to taking a break.
Yeah.
Another thing maybe to think about, maybe for tomorrow, if we do this, if you are so busy with seeing, not seeing, and it's in an, I agree, it's lovely to see this group of people being busy bringing this to you. So this is, and this could take much longer. You see them busy, this group, and they bring this. And what then really doesn't work until now very much is the embrace itself, I think. I mean, the thing becomes more beautiful and extravagant. But in the end, it's not an embrace. And so, and it's also not an embrace. So what is it and why? And I wonder, what happens if we do this whole thing, procedure exactly the same, but at the moment that you enter the space,
the
circle of people, and it, someone else steps out and embraces you.
Mm-hmm.
So that you have seen this thing coming up to you,
mm-hmm.
and then you replace it.
Mm-hmm.
So that what you have in mind is it's this. What happens is something, the physical and the tactile and the... What you have seen.
It would be a very nice thing to do when you're blindfolded.
Yeah.
As to if the embrace happened when you were blindfolded. So you see the dog coming towards you, you see everyone bringing the dog towards you.
Yeah.
You know that there's a period where you're going, it's going black and going clear. And then while it's black, somebody hugs you.
Something
it might be
like
unclear
that.
Whether it's the dog that hugs
yeah.
you or them.
Yeah.
You.
Could you freeze the image of the dog? So you don't see black, you see the last.
Yes.
That's an awesome idea. Technically, no, but I'd really like to be able to do that.
That will be a really good idea, yeah.
It's also a shame to lose the fact of hugging
the dog
itself. Is there a way to bring back yesterday when the dog was doing this rocking thing, and that added an element of the embrace?
I think it's just a practicality that the hug is one-sided, right? So. We are hugging the robot,
but the
robot's not hugging us.
That felt like it was
participating.
Like now it's not. You're right.
Because it would be a shame for all of that hugging the robot, and then it's just a person that you're hugging.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Disappointment.
I would say, yeah, I would also consider it.
Okay, Nathan, good, but I think the rocking.
I felt the rocking yesterday was lovely.
I felt I got more hug from Spot with just the yellow inflatable, because I think firstly it smells nicer, but but also I was kind of closer in, more bent over, and I could feel the rocking.
Yeah.
More it's the response that makes it hug. It's not just that it's soft, it's that
you know.
And even though it hasn't got arms around me, we're still
rocking
against each other. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's kind of all a bit lost in the wobbly.
Hugging a big piece of plastic that doesn't know you're hugging it. As opposed to hugging a thing that actually hugs back.
It's
kind of
like something that responds to you.
Spectrum of
is it nice maybe that to now also now all is there? We try to hug it with the rocking.
Yeah, we're going to need to
try it for a moment.
Yeah, I think
because the other rocking. We know.
One of them is
centre
of mass.
Yeah. So we have this. It's going to take it off.
I think so.
So we all try to rock when this embraces for a moment and rock. So that we all have this experience in our bodies. Then we can take it off if you want.
Quite quickly, because the battery's now going. It's went down to about 20% on Spot. So we've got a little bit more Spot time.
So we thought. The rocking was so nice that maybe we all shortly, like a few seconds, experience the rocking with this whole setup.
Yeah.
As far as you can go.
I just mentioned Steve, so it is reporting some payload errors about there's a center of mass forward where it's expecting. extra mass estimators. And I don't know if that's necessarily a problem, it's just to be aware that if we are going to construct something in the future, we need to be thinking about how we do it so it doesn't
think.
I look on the web interface now, I think you can tell it
to expect. I mean, it's not stopping, but it's just it's reporting it, so it's just something to, for us to maybe investigate.
Yes.
But yeah, so you want to hug and rock, yeah?
Hug and rock. Oh, you're going to have to wait till you.
It's funny.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like with the felt, when you were like going into it, it felt more like an embrace than this feels like it's almost kind of in the way.
Yeah.
It's like you're trying to hug someone who's wearing like a backpack and carrying a suitcase.
Hugging a body that's behind something. I'm hugging a thing in front of the body.
It's too loose. It's too loose.
Like you, somebody's put their arm out and they're going to hug their hand in it. That's quite odd.
No, so it has to be more part of the drama.
Okay. I think it just needs more mass and stability to feel like it's part of the body.
Yeah.
But then the, like, when it was just the hot dog, that was like very kind of intimate, and then you have the sort of intimate quality as well as everybody coming together.
Yeah.
And then it raises up, and then you embrace, and then there's the walking. Interesting to watch as well, because it felt more intimate yesterday as an observer to watch someone like going into this and then doing it.
Yeah.
As an observer, that felt more interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe there was more of a compelling.
Yeah.
Okay. More like a close connection between the person and the robot.
Yeah.
So. It's about 4:25. People think we break till 4:00, grab a coffee, meet next door, have a sort of end of day debrief, and just think about what we've done and learned, and we've got another day's worth of testing.
Yes.
Tomorrow, so think about what we want to do next. So. Yeah, I think we've done enough for now, so just take 25 minutes, we'll meet up at 4:00 and find the country.